Support for Impact Cincinnati comes from Murray and Robin Sinclair.
Good morning. This is Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. When you think of Fashion Week, you probably think of New York or Paris, but Cincinnati also has a Fashion Week. We'll talk about it this morning and about how some designers are doing their work based in Cincinnati. Joining me are CEO and owner of Cincinnati Fashion Week, Nathan West, Macy's Vice President and Fountain Place Store Manager, Sean Hummel. Macy's is the presenting level sponsor for Fashion Week, and owner of Lindsay Lusignolo Bridal and Evening Wear Couture, Lindsay Lusignolo. You can join the conversation, email your questions to impact@wvxu.org or post them on our Facebook page. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'd love to start out. This has been going on since 2009, but I think many people still may not be completely aware of it. So, Nathan, maybe you can start us out. What the heck is Fashion Week?
Well, Marianne, Fashion Week is a Fashion Week program, basically, is a chance for fashion designers to meet with retail buyers to showcase their seasonal collections and move that product into retail spaces. We've kind of taken that formula and developed it in a way that makes sense for this part of the country. Since we've done Fashion Week, our first season was actually in 2010. Oh. The programming and the production started in 2009, along with our announcement. But since we've done that, we've seen a huge influx of designers here locally setting up shop. Boutiques are opening at a much more rapid pace. We are also seeing a bunch of other Fashion Weeks sprouting up all around the country.
And you've all been participating. Lindsay, you've been part of it for a while?
Yes, I first showed my collection in the 2010 production and continue in 2011, and I'm excited to come back as a third year participating designer now in 2012. And what it's done for my business and me as a designer has really helped launch me as a stable name here in Cincinnati and helped to keep the growth of the fashion industry here so that I can maintain my business here and continue to grow.
And why is Macy's involved? I mean, it sounds to me like this would be competition to some extent.
Well, you know, Macy's is always looking for ways to bring our community to our stores. So Macy's has a history of what we call designer collaborations and capsules, whether it's new and up-and-coming designers that we're showcasing in our stores that have national recognition, whether it's the actual design spaces that we have in some of our stores where we let designers come and use our facilities to help build and create their collections, or something what we're doing in Cincinnati, which is to say we love fashion, we love to support our communities, and we wanted to provide a venue to show great designers with great apparel and merchandise and link that with Macy's, both in being supportive of our communities, but also as solidly providing a foundation for design and great fashion always at the Macy's locations. And when Nathan and I got introduced to each other, it was through a mutual friend, it was a no-brainer that we had to bring Cincinnati Fashion Week to Macy's. And so it was through a great collaboration where we are going to promote the events in our stores, where we're going to offer them space to use our stores to throw the runway show, and where we're going to take the program from just one Macy's to many Macy's in Cincinnati to really leverage the Macy's brand, but also Nathan's great venture, Cincinnati Fashion Week.
Let's talk a little bit about, I don't want to get into every single detail, because if anybody has interest in attending Fashion Week, go to our website, wvxu.org, click on the Impact Cincinnati link, and you can find out all the information with a link there. But it does start tomorrow, and tomorrow's event, there is a free event tomorrow that anybody can go to, and I think that's one I'd really love to hear a little bit more about. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to be at Macy's in Kenwood Town Center. The event's going to start from 7 to 9 p.m. There's going to be a multitude of just style presentations. There's going to be a fashion bloggers lounge presented by Vitamin Water. There's going to be a styling presentation by DAP students. There'll be like beauty and cosmetic bars going on. It's really kind of a great way for us to launch Cincinnati Fashion Week with Macy's and Kenwood Town Center and, you know, celebrate year three for us and this great new partnership that we have with Macy's.
So that's just to get it all going, and then there are events that you get tickets for through the rest of the week, and we can talk about some of those
as
we continue our discussion. I think, and Lindsay, you perhaps can address this a little bit. the idea of thinking about a lot of people being great designers based in Cincinnati, I think is still foreign to some people. I don't think they realize how much is here. How many designers, estimate for me, how many are in the area?
There are probably more than we might all believe. Everyone always has aspirations of becoming a fashion designer out of college or high school. As far as established working designers that are actually selling, there's not a lot of them in Cincinnati, although those numbers are growing and rapidly and steadily, which is wonderful. Absolutely. And something that we really like to see. And again, like I said, I'm sure there's more than we might all even know about. But I would say that even in downtown Cincinnati, since I came in and opened up shop, there have been other designers that have opened up as well. And it is a foreign idea, mainly because most of our industry is so heavily positioned in areas like New York, and sometimes it's difficult to get the things that we need to help us as designers do what we need to do. Although the more people that really establish themselves in different areas of the country, different parts of the industry will then follow.
Now, do you design anything off the rack? Or, you know, that's what I mean. I go into Macy's and other places, sure, and just pick something up off the rack. Do you design that way, or do you design each person individually, a dress or a bridal gown? Or
my business is basically all custom couture dresses. That is a per-order item. The ready-to-wear, which is where you can go into a store and buy something right off the rack, is not something that I'm into, which is manufacturing. I do everything custom designed to each woman, each client that comes in. It's designed just for them and fit just to their bodies. So it's really a custom creation for the individual.
As people do that sort of thing and look at that, is that for the average person? I mean, it seems to me that'd be kind of, I mean, for a bridal dress, that'd be something special, but that'd be kind of expensive on a regular basis. Is this something special? I mean, are these the things people get for special?
Absolutely. It is a special occasion wear market, although some clients do tend to get cocktail dresses or skirts or blouses for the everyday. But when you really want something that's special, for a special moment, for a special event in your life, like a wedding, like your daughter's wedding, like your brother's wedding, or even a ball or a gala that you might be chairing, or something exciting in your life, it's good to put something on and know that it was made just for you, and know that no one else is ever going to have it.
And that it fits just right.
And that it fits just
that's
right,
a very
just
important
to
part.
Your measurements, absolutely.
What about when designers in the area are working? Do you do all the work yourself? Do you have a staff? I mean, how does that work?
I do. I have a staff of two interns, and am actually actively expanding and growing that.
Good. And Nathan, what do you find with other designers that you work with? I mean, how many do you have presenting at Fashion Week?
What I, you know, based on your question to Lindsay about designers in Cincinnati, I wanted to comment. One of the most important things I think about our program is that we're bringing designers from other parts of the country. This is our third year in Fashion Week in Cincinnati. And, I mean, we've brought people from New York, from London, from L.A. Valentine's coming up again from Nashville. And, you know, it's really about creating those economic opportunities to expand retail here in Cincinnati and also support our local talent, but to grow that talent base and hopefully retain some of the talent that ends up leaving Cincinnati.
So talk about the people that, I'm sorry, were you going to add something?
Yeah, Marian, what I was going to comment is that as the design community grows in Cincinnati, one of the things, if you look over the last several years of downtown Cincinnati and its growth, whether it be in Over the Rhine, whether it be at the banks, there's a lot of young professionals moving downtown. And the culture in Cincinnati is evolving and becoming much more progressive from a style point of view. So there are a lot of young professionals who are looking for great, unique, one-of-a-kind merchandise. And that's what these design shows and fashion shows get to show. There's a vibrancy and energy to downtown Cincinnati, which candidly, a few years ago, you couldn't say that existed. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted to tap into it, is that it shows the community that there is great energy happening in downtown Cincinnati. And nothing makes a city stronger than a vibrant, urban core with young people with lots of energy that's supporting the arts, supporting the community. And the Fashion Week is just another example of how we do that.
What about, there's the old, it's attributed to Mark Twain. I'm not sure he ever really said it about how, you know, if something bad happens, you want to be in Cincinnati because everything happens there 20 years later. Do you find that that's true with fashion? Are people in Cincinnati willing to go with something new and edgy, or is it all the safe and...
I think it's definitely, it's growing, you know, and I don't think it happens here 20 years later, because if you look at, you know, surrounding parts of this area, like Dayton and Columbus, Lexington, Louisville, there's even Fashion Weeks now in Pittsburgh, Nashville, Knoxville. I mean, we're kind of honestly setting the trend that there is, as Sean said, a very vibrant energy, a very progressive energy that is transcending into fashion and style right now for the people of Cincinnati.
You talk about bringing in other designers for the for Fashion Week. Where do you look for them? How do you get them? And why would they want to come here?
Well, if you know a lot about like the Fashion Week programs, there's also a level of designer that's mostly showcasing their clothes at market systems. So if you think about like New York Fashion Week, those designers are mostly moving their clothes into really high-end boutiques and into big department stores. There's also a level of designer that's mostly kind of catering to like the boutique market. And those are people that are up and coming. They've got great potential. There's a lot of them are very established, but they're just not household names. So we like to kind of bring those people to the forefront of style in Cincinnati and introduce them to the market here.
And what have you found in the couple of years that you've been doing this? Have people stayed? Have they wanted to come back? What's happened?
Yeah, I mean, we have a third-year program, and we're already starting for spring. So I've got a lot of designers that are now emailing me and wanting to get involved for spring and hopefully again fall. So, I mean, it's been a really awesome experience to grow these relationships for Cincinnati and to bring attention to the city.
And the great thing about it is not only is it giving us an opportunity to showcase our designs and kind of show everyone that, hey, we're out here, but it really gives us exposure to the market. Without Cincinnati Fashion Week, I wouldn't be exposed to companies like Macy's or have the opportunity to have everyone know about my store that's downtown. It really gives us the ability to do what we aren't otherwise able to do ourselves on our own.
Sean, what do you do with all this at Cincinnati? Is it something that you would ever feature any of these designers in a Macy's store?
Yeah, so actually this past July during the World Choir Games, we featured two local designers with their Kava tea neck wraps. It was called a Neckalina. That was the first time that we took merchandise from designers just here in Cincinnati and sold it in a Macy's location. It was exclusive to Macy's Fountain Place.
Tell me what that is, because is it a big
yeah,
scarf?
Yeah, essentially or? It is a looped scarf that's embellished. It's a 3-in-1, what they call convertible piece. So there's three pieces. You can wear it three different ways. And these designers were both trained at the Parsons School of Design in New York. They relocated their business from New York City to Cincinnati, which is hometown. And through an introduction to Macy's and to myself, I said, let's expose them to the world through the World Choir Games. So we set up a little shop inside of the store where the Kavati ladies came and helped sell their merchandise. My staff helped sell it. And we were able to expose them to the world in a way that, frankly, without Macy's, they would have never been seen by 200,000 people who came to downtown Cincinnati during the World Choir Games.
So was everybody wearing them then? Or
so you know what?
Them?
The sales were pretty good. You know, in July it was 100 degrees. So selling a neck wrap was a little tough. A little tough with the neck wrap. But you know what? We're going to bring them back this holiday. That's how successful it was. So they've designed two additional garments for us to sell in the store exclusive to Macy's Fountain Place this holiday, which will be set up in the store in November. And as Nathan and I are thinking about how we grow Cincinnati Fashion Week, we're looking at ways to actually sell the designers' merchandise in a trunk show in the building. So, you know, this year we're going to show the designs, we're going to show the fashion show in the store. And as it grows and evolves, we're absolutely committed to helping these designers grow their business. You know, our community takes great care of us downtown. And Macy's and Fountain Place has to take care of them. And this new group of consumers, young millennial people who are shopping in our stores. They're looking for the latest fashions. They're looking for wear now. They want the best trend. And to affiliate ourselves with the great Fashion Week is a great win for Macy's too. So though I'm not selling all of the garments that'll be shown at the show, we still get a great partnership that says Macy's is involved in our community. And we're not only just saying we're involved, but we're physically going to put our time, energy, and money behind the event.
This is Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking about Cincinnati Fashion Week, and we will continue our discussion in just a moment.
Support comes from the Wolf Center for Arts and Ideas at the Mayors and JCC. Mitch Albom, the author who has inspired millions worldwide with books like Tuesdays with Maury and The Five People You Meet in Heaven, speaking at the Mayors and JCC on Sunday, October 21st, 4 p.m., sharing insights about his life, lessons learned, and his new book. Each ticket includes a copy of The Timekeeper. Tickets at jointhej.org.
Support comes from the Oscar Event Center at Jungle Gyms, presenting the Weekend of Fire on Saturday, October 6th and Sunday, October 7th. The Weekend of Fire features over 50 vendors, mild to wild samples, and hourly eating contests, if you can take the heat. A blast for the whole family. Tickets at junglefests.com.
Support comes from the Palisades of Mount Adams, where every condominium has panoramic views of the Ohio River downtown Cincinnati and the rising hills of Kentucky. Units range from 2,700 to 4,500 square feet, with several custom floor plans to choose from. The Palisades of Mount Adams, elegant living in charming Mount Adams. Showings by Kathy Commissar, 378-5895.
This is Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. We're talking today about Cincinnati Fashion Week and my guest, CEO and owner of Cincinnati Fashion Week, Nathan West. Macy's Vice President and Fountain Place Store Manager, Sean Hummel, will point out Macy's is the presenting level sponsor for Fashion Week. And owner of Lindsay Lusignolo Bridal and Evening Wear Couture, Lindsay Lusignolo. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. Impact at WVXU.org or post it on our Facebook page. So you were talking, Sean, about how you have featured some of these designers in Macy's. And is it difficult, and maybe Lindsay, you can jump in too, for a designer to make things, mass produce things in that way to have enough there for you to sell?
Yeah. So you know what? Scale is one of the obstacles for a young designer coming into Macy's. How many units can you produce? So we know that. We know that going into it. So we never ask a designer to say, I need 1,000 pieces of this or 10,000 pieces, where we may ask another one of our vendors who is established. But you know what? You can make a really meaningful presentation with 50 items, with great visual presentation, great marketing and branding. And with 50 pieces, you can really set something up that's fantastic in the store. And then we have to be able to provide the financial support for those designers. So the way that it works is that it's pretty advantageous for those designers to sell in my locations. Macy's isn't doing it to profit off of these designers. We're doing it to showcase them to the community. We're doing it to help their businesses. We're helping them get exposure. But it isn't a profit line for Macy's. It's really just about doing something good for our community.
But does it help bring people into the store?
Oh, you bet. Because it creates buzz. So, you know, if you can only get it one place, and you can only get it at Macy's, it's going to drive people into your store. And if it's new and it's exciting, that means that, you know, Macy's, the way that Macy's benefits from it is we get additional feed into our building, and then we get to sell and show them all the other great offerings that we have in our store. So it's definitely mutual beneficial. It's good for the designer, and it's good for Macy's. You bet.
Nathan, talk a little bit about, you've been doing this for several years now. What's the most exciting thing that's happened through all of this for you?
I think all of the relationships I've built over the past few years. To be honest, it's to be able to do something like this and have a third year event in Cincinnati. I was only 22 when I started, you know, and I'm almost 26. But it's exciting, you know, to know that the community supports me, and that, you know, they come out each year to celebrate the energy that's in Cincinnati right now. To me personally, that's the best part, is just knowing that it's not just me, it's an entire city and an entire region of people that are catching on to this and that want to bring a vibrant fashion culture to this part of the country.
Are you from Cincinnati? Is that why you wanted to do this here?
I am. I'm from New Richmond, actually, which is like about 20 minutes east of here. You know, and I've always loved Cincinnati. And I didn't want to leave, so I wanted to bring those opportunities for me to stay here in Cincinnati, and hopefully, you know, it's working out.
Now, you have students also that'll be presenting at the Fashion Week. Is that right?
We do not. We do.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, we have for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We do have students that will be working with the University of Cincinnati's DAP program to style a styling presentation in the Kenwood Town Center location for our Fall Fabulous launch party.
Have you found that more designers, that students that maybe graduate from DAP with a fashion degree, are willing to stay in the area now since all of this has started?
Absolutely. Yes. I get a lot of questions about it, and, you know, people, you know, they come to me now and they want to know, you know, what's the retail landscape here? And I tell them, you know, this is an opportunity to really do something that you can't do somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Because right now things are changing. Right now people want to get involved in fashion, you know, and as Sean said earlier, you know, candidly, we couldn't really say that about Cincinnati a few years ago. And I think that right now, especially with young talent, there is a mass opportunity to capitalize on that on, you know, just the opportunity to do something that no one's doing and to make a profit and a living off of it, just the same as Lindsay's doing.
Yeah, Marianne, what's really exciting is that there are several DAP students who work for me at Macy's Fountain Place downtown. And they've come to Macy's because they want to understand how to run their business. So not only are they learning the great design and their art and their aesthetic, but they're also coming in and staying in Cincinnati knowing that Macy's, a $25 billion Fortune 500 company, is here and will grow them, will teach them about the business, will teach them about how you run a great retail establishment. And so all the time we have students coming in from DAP saying, we've heard Macy's is the place to come, and we want to learn about how you're running your business so we can take and use those skills when we branch off. And we think that's fantastic. We want people part of our community who love fashion and who love retail and who love the idea of bringing something new to market that no one else has seen.
Yeah, we have such a fabulous school. It's really been a gem in Cincinnati.
You're talking about DAP.
Having
yes.
DAP.
At UC.
Fantastic program.
Lindsay went there, actually.
Yeah, I went there. The fashion design program was really wonderful. And when I was going there, there weren't that many opportunities to stay in Cincinnati and learn the business. I had to go elsewhere, which was wonderful, you know, for a few of those times, but it really would have been very beneficial for myself to be able to stay here and see what it's like as an up-and-coming designer, and the, you know, what it's like to actually stay here and do it yourself. And that's why I have now opened up the opportunity to bring in interns from DAP to my store so that they now have the opportunity to stay here in Cincinnati as an option for one of their internships and really see what it's like to start your own business, run it, and do it here in Cincinnati quite successfully.
Mm-hmm. What was the hardest part for you? You've been in business for how long now?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. What's been the most eye-opening thing that you found as you got into the business?
Well, going into it, I definitely thought I had it all figured out.
Because we always do.
She had a bit of it. She's pretty smart.
It's definitely learning from your mistakes. It's definitely allowing yourself to make mistakes and to not let those mistakes hold you down. It's all about perseverance. It's all about overcoming obstacles. And it's all about what you do once you overcome those obstacles and make yourself a better person and make your business stronger.
Nathan, are you also a designer?
I started off doing independent level design. So that was about 3.5 years ago. So I have a great interest in design. And for me, I was designing, I was doing some shows locally. Then I started doing some shows in other parts of the country. I realized that I could maybe pick back up on fashion, you know, at fashion design in a few years, should Fashion Week become successful. So I kind of put my design aspirations on hold because I saw this opportunity to grow an industry out of Cincinnati Fashion Week.
Have you helped other cities? Have they come to you for advice, or have you just seen them popping up in other
places? You know, the odd thing is we don't really hear a lot from each other. We definitely support each other in, you know, social media and extend invitations to each other. But no, I mean, everyone kind of does their own thing. But, you know, you have to imagine there's so many of them now, which I think is beautiful and it's really great. You know, by the end of this year, there'll be 4 programs just here in Cincinnati that are similar. So, I mean, it's really something that's catching on, and I think it'd kind of be impossible for us to all be on the same page. But it's great to know that everyone is kind of on that wavelength.
When you're inviting designers to come as part of Fashion Week here from other areas, are you looking for any particular type of designer? What are you looking for when you seek them out?
When I am doing, you know, our casting for designers, I look for people that I believe have something unique, have something, you know, a very distinct vision. I look for versatility between, like, you know, I have Lindsay as a great bridal and evening wear couturier. You know, I want someone that can represent that up-and-coming market for each market. And I want people that are economically viable, that they could have commercial success. And that is particularly what I look for. You know, how great is their aesthetic? How great's, you know, the styling? And how great do they brand and present their business? That's a huge factor for me, is what does their website look like? You know, how well do they know their consumer?
Well, speaking of that, when folks, if they buy tickets and come to some of the events, they'll be seeing a variety of fashion. I can't do a fashion show about asking what's coming out, what are we going to see this winter and into the spring, what's new this year?
Are you asking for fall trends?
Yes. Or? Well, you know how sometimes it's the little black dress, or it's the, I don't know, one year it was the red jacket. I don't know, that was in the 90s or something. What are we seeing this year?
I'm seeing a lot of animal prints, whether it be snakeskin or any of, like, the cat animal prints. Mm-hmm. Cheetah, sure, is really hot right now. Leather is really hot right now. Pleather's much more hot, I feel like. Love some fake leather. We're seeing, you know, bold colors, especially tangerine tango. Is that the color for 2012?
Yeah.
I'm seeing it everywhere.
Tango, wow.
Yeah, it's this really bold, beautiful orangish red. We're definitely seeing, I think it's all about just kind of earthy materials, mixed media, and very clean lines and sophisticated cuts.
Lindsay, any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I always go by, from a retail standpoint, I always go by what sells. What are my clients really moving towards, and what are they moving away from? And that is really what moves the market. Because if it doesn't sell, people like Macy's don't buy it, and then people like me don't make it. So what I'm finding that a lot of my clients are really still leaning towards, as far as evening wear, bridal goes, is a lot of lace is coming out, and a lot of sequins are staying around, which
hallelujah.
I think that was surprising to a lot of people.
That's a lot of sewing.
It is. It is. And as far as bridal goes, we're really moving away from the big ball gowns. And a lot of women are just really wanting something that represents them, their inner beauty, their natural beauty, and something that's a little more demure. I've done a lot of bridal gowns lately that have just been so simple, yet elegant, beautiful, made out of gorgeous fabrics, had a wonderful fit. And that's really what a lot of these brides and women are looking for now.
In about 15 seconds, you have anything to say about what Macy's is bringing in?
You know, so it's really about mixing materials that you may not think, with embellishments, buckles, herringbone fabrics. And then it is really about great bright colors, new versions of red, which we're calling claret or Bordeaux. If you're a wine drinker, you know what those colors look like. And then with great purples and oranges as pops of color in the assortment.
Thank you all for being here. We're out of time. I do want to let everybody know, go to our website, wvxu.org, and go to the bottom left-hand part of the site there, and you'll find the impact page. You click there, and there'll be links to all the information about all of you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
And thank you for listening to Impact Cincinnati on 91.7 WVXU. My guests today were CEO and owner of Cincinnati Fashion Week, Nathan West, Macy's Vice President and Fountain Place Store Manager, Sean Hummel, and owner of Lindsay Lusignolo Bridal and Evening Wear Couture, Lindsay Lusignolo. Archives of our programs are available on our website, wvxu.org. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier.
Support comes from the Murray and Agnes Season Good Government Foundation, encouraging citizen participation in public affairs.